Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Hi, I'm Manny. I'm your dive master lead in Agua Cat, and you hear Scuba Radio.
Yeah, wait, you're the lead dive master on the Agua Cat? What are you?
Yes, sir. I'm the lead dive master.
Okay, do it again. One more time.
You kidding?
No.
Okay, guys, I'm Manny. I'm your dive master lead in Agua Cat. And you hear Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
The what? Okay. Hi, guys, I'm Manny. I'm a dive instructor in Agua Cat. And you're listening to Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to
the dive. World's first radio show
devoted to dive.
You kidding? One? You did it, translate.
Translate.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Right. I can do it slow.
Okay, do it slow. Yeah. Do slow.
The world's first
radio show
devoted to diving. For the Spanish speakers, la mejor radio estación de radio devota de lo que es el buceo.
All right, couldn't say it better myself. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving, but thank you, Manny. You know, I am Greg the Dive Master, just back from Australia and New Zealand. And there was actually a story going on in Australia about the regulations they have on snorkelers, in particular on this story. You know, when you go to a place like Australia around Queensland, when they run all these boats and snorkel boats, dive boats out to the Great Barrier Reef, we're talking about big numbers. Now, when I was
big numbers.
It was Chinese New Year, and there was a lot of folks from Asia. In that part of the world. And, you know, obviously they did not speak English. And there was a story in the news in Australia about how they were coming down on the one particular snorkel operator that had an incident, I guess, a few months ago. And the government was going after the operator and fining them. Or I don't know what the outcome was, but basically, some snorkelers got hurt, and the operator got blamed for not informing the people on the boat that going in the ocean could be dangerous, or they could have incidents. They didn't
Bubble
inform
Boy
them.
Speaks Mandarin, doesn't he?
Yeah, but they
How
didn't inform
danger?
Them in their native language, and it was the dive operator or the snorkel operator's fault, and they were being penalized for that. And I'm like, really?
No, it should be the other way around.
Yeah. I mean, that's why I say they deal with such high numbers.
Just show them a picture. Show them a picture.
Yeah. I mean, maybe it's a sign.
Skull and crossbones.
Here's an idea. You jump in the ocean. Stuff can happen. I mean, I don't think you have to say it in somebody's native language to get that across.
Greg,
there could be a problem.
The coffee you get at the local drive-thru restaurant is hot. Don't burn yourself.
Okay.
Thank you.
Common
Barry.
Sense. Some of these
please,
crazy
somebody,
lawsuits.
Somebody go kill his writers. Please just kill them.
No, he's just making an observation. I see what Barry is saying.
Common
that's
sense.
That's in English.
Yeah. Unfortunately, it's not common.
But here's the difference.
It's
you
rare.
Know,
it should be rare. Sense.
Here in the U.S., you can sue anybody for anything. Now, in Australia, what happens is that they are very restrictive. And when something goes wrong, they go after these operators and set up new regulations. They're very, very structured. And
it sucks.
Well, it's like a little overboard. I mean, the fact that they went after the operator for that reason and then fined them for not, you know, letting these folks know in a language
then
understand.
Then guess what? You can't come on this boat then.
Right. You got to speak.
I can't speak to you.
Australian.
Then yeah. they'll sue you for discrimination.
Well, you have to. That's the only way around it. You're not going to learn Chinese.
You know
how difficult Chinese is to speak?
Yeah. Well, you know.
First of all, you got to get all that silverware.
Yeah.
No, I'll have number one, no white rice.
Okay. Well, you know, I'll tell you, years ago, I was.
Can all be solved over egg rolls.
Well, maybe. But when I was in Australia 18 years ago before this trip, that was the one thing that did stand out. I had a great experience diving the Great Barrier Reef, and I loved every minute of it. But I was like, when we went out on this dive boat, and I mentioned this before on the show, that there was one particular vessel we went on, and there literally were 300 snorkelers and divers on the same boat. The boat was massive, but still, that's a lot of people. And I got on the boat, and I'm thinking, this is going to be a classic Charlie Foxtrot situation. This is not going to go well. And we got out to the site, and I was shocked how regimented they were. They broke everybody up into small groups. They had them on a strict timeline. You had to follow every, you know, rule, and there was a lot of them thrown out there, and it was very much, it came straight down like, hey, we got to tell you to do this, and you have to do this. This is government-regulated situation, and, you know, that's just the system that they work under in Australia, and ironically, it worked out pretty good.
Sounds like it's time for a regime change.
Well, when you're dealing with that many people, that's what they've decided, the route they've decided
that's
to go.
That's shocking, coming from the country that gave us Olivia Newton-John.
Well, there's that.
One of the all-time babes.
Yeah. So when you're not getting physical, you might want to consider that. I mean, it seemed a little heavy-handed when we were going through the, you know, orientation and all that. And
they probably are
ridiculous.
Legally mandated.
Yeah, they are. No, it is. It's regulated.
What
big
the hell
time.
Is this, Russia?
And if you don't follow the rules, or if something happens, then they, you know, come after the operator. You know, for not telling the people in their native tongue that they can understand that something could go wrong while they're in the water. Now, that seems absurd, you know, maybe to us, but that's kind of how they roll. That's how they roll. And it did work. I mean, that system, when I went through it, I had a great experience. I was shocked. It was like, wow, as over, you know, heavy-handed as this seemed at the time when we're getting ready to dive. Once I did the dive and got out of the water, I said, golly, I mean, I can't really knock it. They, you know, you got to deal with that many people. You got to keep them in line. And that's what they,
Did they taser them?
No, there was no cattle prods or anything like that. It was just the threat of jail if you didn't follow the
rules.
Straight
to jail.
Yeah. They didn't say it like that. They say, good eye, Mike. Let me tell you something. If you go outside the line just a bit, we're going to feed you to the crocs. And you know, that
you
approach.
You were there a month.
See a croc while you were there?
Of course I saw a croc. What do you think? I'm an idiot?
All we saw here was you standing in front of a crack in a rock and some sheep.
All we
That's
saw
all we
was
saw.
People wearing yeah. crocs on their feet.
No, not me. That wasn't me. I have no croc.
That's what we saw here.
Oh, that's how you
were off gallivanting
around the world. As a world traveler.
So you were there, you were in Australia and New Zealand for a whole month, and you still couldn't get the accent down.
What do you mean?
That's what I just got from
you. G'day, mate. Yeah, it was awesome. Yeah, they sound just like that. Yeah.
Yeah, you sound like a kid from the Bronx.
Okay, yeah, I don't know what section of the Bronx you've been to, Casey the Tobacco Nut.
Bronx cheer.
But I think you took a wrong turn in Jersey.
Old Jersey or New Jersey?
Okay, there we go. There it is. Yeah, there's the joke writers. I did get the text from Barry. He said, hey, you're in the New Zealand?
What? I didn't say.
Yeah,
did I say
did.
That? I
did.
Did. Yeah, I got that one already.
Yeah, we all saw it.
Oh, New Zealand. Well, think about it. New York, Old York.
Yeah.
New Jersey, Old Jersey.
No, well, you seen that, but you didn't see the wood thing that he said?
No. I don't even know.
I'll have to send it again.
No.
Just send it to
No wood is what the consensus has come across with the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad. On that note, we'll have more coming up, despite our best intentions.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.